Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Oh, that was tense. Whitley here. This because there's a bit of a horse race ongoing in government and the cabinet as well. Charging out ahead initially for the last number of days was Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. He wanted to expand the mandatory hotel quarantine list. But charging up on the inside was Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, who said, I don't agree. I haven't been consulted yet. The dispute has not been resolved yet, and talks will take place later this week to try and resolve this dispute, which is spilling out onto the airwaves and across pages in the media as well. I'm joined now by Fine Gael Senator, who's in the saddle for the government, Barry Ward, and by Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan. You're both very welcome to the programme. I don't know what the odds are on the government or an opposition win here, but we will begin, Barry Ward, because your government's travel expert advisory group wants the various countries mentioned in the media in the last number of days, the US, France, Germany and Italy, they want them added to the hotel, mandatory hotel quarantine list. So does Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. Why not follow the expert advice in this one?
Well, Cormac, you've whipped it up nicely there, but I'm not sure that you've quite reflected exactly what's happening. The Travel Advisory Committee makes a recommendation to the Minister of Health, and the legislation requires him then to consult with the Department of Foreign Affairs, and that's happening. But it's ultimately a cabinet decision. I'm not sure that the great division that you're talking about is actually there.
So it's there a matter for all of discussion.
Well, no, I mean, I think that the media are talking about it a lot, but I don't think there's actually any kind of rift as has been kind of speculated about.
So Simon Coveney is supportive.
No, but I mean, it's a matter that's still ongoing for discussion, as you said yourself, and it's not something that should be played out in the public arena either. The reality is a recommendation is made. That has to be discussed between members of the cabinet. A decision will be made at the cabinet meeting next week. But that is a decision that will be made. It'll be made after discussion takes place. And I think that's entirely reasonable. The reality is that the recommendation was leaked, I think, before there was a chance for anybody to discuss it.
But the reason we're discussing it is that there is a clear division among Minister Stephen Donnelly, who's proposing it, and Minister Simon Coveney, who's spoken on local radio about this. And he cited the example of France, for example. He said, should really we impose mandatory hotel quarantine on a country like France, which has an awful lot of Irish people, many of them students, living and working there? Should they have to go into a mandatory hotel quarantine system? Now, people heard that and they said, well, why not? That's the public health advice.
Well, the answer is very simple. I mean, and the examples that were cited in favour of this are countries like Australia and New Zealand, which have, because they have imposed mandatory hotel quarantine on everybody coming into their country, they've had to put a cap on the number of people who are allowed to enter the country in any given time period. And that's why you have Australians and New Zealanders essentially isolated throughout the world, including here in Ireland, and they cannot go home. And I don't think anybody wants to say to Irish citizens abroad, you may not come home. Nobody wants to do that. All of these things have to be held in the balance between what is necessary and what is reasonable in all the circumstances.
Okay, let me put that to David Cullinan. That's something, David Cullinan, that surely you don't want either. You don't want Irish people stranded, isolated in other countries abroad because of this?
Well, first of all, we have to be clear what exactly we're talking about, and we're talking about non-essential travel, and that's what's subject to the existing mandatory quarantine. So currently there are exceptions, as we know, or exemptions in place where for essential purposes people can travel, whether they're Irish citizens or non-Irish citizens, and all of those have been agreed by government. It's the government that agreed those exemptions with the public health experts.
No, they're in legislation, actually, David.
What we're talking about here is non-essential travel. And we have very clear advice from the public health experts. We also have a very serious situation in some parts of Europe, as Barry will know, where these viruses, again, and the different strains of the virus are out of control. We're seeing it in France, we're seeing it in Germany, we're seeing it in other countries. And I think it would be entirely reckless for this state not to abide by the public health advice.
But even, David, even when we get out into the summer, say July or August, when we have the vast majority of the population vaccinated, are you still saying then that anybody who comes from any of these countries to visit parents, for example, and they may have been away for some time now because of COVID, are you saying that they should pay the €2,000 and go in for almost 2 weeks into a mandatory hotel system?
No, I'm saying that this has to be a very short-term measure that we put in place. Nobody wants to be putting in place these type of public health measures. I don't want to have mandatory quarantine in place for no reason or for no purpose. And obviously, when we get to a critical stage in the vaccine rollout and when we get to herd immunity, of course, all of the public health interventions and measures can be looked at. But at this point in time, I think it would be entirely risky and reckless when we have very strong public health advice that there are new variants emerging in Europe, when some countries in Europe are losing control of the virus, and we still have flights coming in from some of those countries.
Okay, so hang on a second here. You're saying it should be short term.
I think that's reckless and I think it's wrong.
Okay, so short term, when should it end?
It should end when the public health advice says that we have got to a critical point in relation to the vaccine rollout.
So let's say we have 80% of people got their first vaccinations by the end of June. That's what the government are saying. Should it end then?
I think it should. If it's the case that the public health advice at that point is that it's safe because the vaccine efficacy is what it is. All of this is new information which is emerging all of the time. And of course,
but
I don't
what about
want
variants?
To see this in... Of course, I don't want to see this in the medium to long term. My point.
Hang on a second. Even if Irish people are vaccinated, what about variants being brought into the country? That's surely the point of the mandatory hotel quarantine list.
Yes, and we have to prevent new variants from coming in. But what we don't know is what effect any of those variants have on existing vaccines at this point.
So my point is, why would you end the system in June then?
Cormac, sorry.
No, hang on, answer that, because if you've thought this out, you wouldn't have thrown out that end date for the end of June. So why would you, if it depends on keeping variants out, why would you end the mandatory hotel quarantine system at the end of June?
I never said that. What I said is that I would be guided by the public health advice, and they'll start with, or I'll again go back to what I started with. The public health advice has to come first. They look at all of this, they examine the data, they look at the efficacy of vaccines, they look at new strains and new variants, and then they make recommendations.
Okay.
And when they make recommendations, I think it is incumbent on politicians and political leaders to implement those recommendations.
Okay, so let me go back to Barry Ward, if you don't mind, because another excuse being put forward from the government side or sources from government is that if we added all of these countries onto the list, that we'd have hotel capacity issues. I mean, really?
Well, the first thing is just to come back to what David said there, talking about recklessness. Sinn Féin have changed their tune now, because before Christmas, when the government was discouraging people from coming home for Christmas, Sinn Féin were saying that all of those people should come home in contravention of the public health advice at that stage. They've changed
that.
Their tune. Well, your party leader was saying that, David, actually. But in terms of hotel capacity, to answer that question, Cormac, yes, there is a finite hotel capacity. Remember, these are all the subjects of contracts, and at the moment there's a finite number. And this is a problem that exists throughout the world. So the example I gave you earlier about New Zealand and Australia, two huge countries with massive tourism infrastructure, they could not cope with the mandatory quarantine, hotel quarantine for all of the people who wanted to come into their countries. The impact of that is that they say, well, only X number of people are allowed to come into the country this day or this week. And that means that you are telling people, including Irish citizens, you may not return home. Now, the other thing
isn't a capacity issue that couldn't be resolved. Isn't that the case?
Well, there is a capacity issue, and that's part of the issue. But it's important to remember.
Hang on a second. You can't gloss over the issue.
You have a certain amount of hotel
capacity at the moment. As you say,
yes.
It's subject to contract. That could be extended, couldn't it?
Yes, of course it could, and there's a certain amount of work that would have to be done on that. I'm not saying it can't be extended, but even in countries like Australia and New Zealand, which have very significant tourism infrastructure, they have that problem as well. And the important thing to remember is that if you have an Irish citizen who comes home to Ireland, for example, they have a place to go to where they can also, and they are not only can they quarantine, but they are obliged to self-isolate after they come through. So the difference between that and a mandatory hotel quarantine is not huge from the point of view of protecting the population
yes,
at large.
There's no security in there outside their houses, Barry. We don't know if they're actually doing it.
But in terms of the law, they're obliged to isolate themselves in the same terms.
Did you not hear Dr. Ray Wally this afternoon?
I did, and the suggestion was that they can do what they like, but that's not the case. I know myself, my sister returned to Ireland before Christmas, for example. She came back 3 weeks before Christmas so that she could isolate for the period before Christmas. She was checked on twice during that time. There's no reason, for example, that you can't have people going to a particular house or a location where they're self-isolating other than mandatory hotel quarantine, but they're checked on. And what Sinn Féin wants to do is say,
by
whomever. Whoever, I mean, by HSE staff, by the Gardaí, I'm not saying who necessarily needs to do that, but we can do that. But what Sinn Féin is telling us is that anybody who comes into Ireland from any country,
this is so fluffy, Barry.
Exempted. It's not fluffy law, Cormac. That's the Sinn Féin line are saying that every country should be on the quarantine list.
No, no, hang on. You're saying that they're going to be checked on by nobody knows by whom. And also, when you say that there's very little difference between hotel quarantine and also self-isolating at home.
If people are self-isolation, yes, there is very little difference as long as they abide. But I mean, if they break the rules, that's a different matter. But what I'm saying is that Sinn Féin are telling us that every country should be on the list. So anybody who comes to Ireland from any country, as long as they're not an exempted traveller, must be put into mandatory hotel or quarantine. Now, the reality is
But before we go back to this, David Cullinan, in fairness, I'm not so sure as Sinn Féin are saying every country should be on the list. They possibly are saying that every...
The list should cover every country.
Hang on, let me ask a question. They're probably saying that every country on the travel expert advisory group list, that they should be on the mandatory hotel quarantine list. I mean, why do you have a bunch of experts telling you what to do if you don't take their advice?
Sorry, nobody's saying that we don't take their advice, Cormac, but the job of government is not to slavishly follow what experts say, because they have a different job to the job of government. Government has to govern, and they must take into account, certainly, and perhaps first and foremost, the advice of the experts. But they must also balance that with other aspects. And
the government didn't follow slavishly advice at Christmas to give people a meaningful Christmas, and then look what happened.
No, hang on a second, Cormac. That is not correct now. As soon as the existence of the 117 variant became known, the travel was restricted. And that was known just before Christmas, and it was restricted. And the problem is that you perpetuate a narrative in that regard that is inaccurate. It is not the job of the... Hang on a second now, Cormac. What is the point in having a government if all they do is rubber stamp the decisions of, or the recommendations of experts? They are there to govern and to make decisions that are in the interest of everyone in the country. And that requires balancing the capacity that is available, the reasons for the decisions, and also separating, for example, comparisons with New Zealand. So people say New Zealand stops everybody coming in. New Zealand is 4,000 kilometres away from its nearest neighbour. It doesn't share a land border with its nearest neighbour. It's one of the most isolated countries in the world. It doesn't work the same way for Ireland. We are part of a connected European Union. There are potential legal issues with restricting European Union countries coming here. And there are other ways in which it can be done.
Let me address that with David Cullinan. Let me address that with David Cullinan. The legal problems here with... adding European Union countries to the list, restricting the free movement, that legal right European citizens have. I mean, is that not a problem?
First of all, the job of any government is to keep its citizens safe. And at this point in time, it has to be about public health. So the freedom of movement, in my view, is not absolute. And Barry will know our constitution gives the state authority to limit that freedom in the interest of the common good, especially when it comes to protecting public health. At this point in time, as we are sitting here and we're having this conversation, I just interrupt Barry with respect. As we are having this discussion, the citizens of this state have been in lockdown for months. And these are very, very tough, draconian measures, which we all accept have to be in place because of the public health risk. This isn't about Sinn Féin. So for Barry and for Fine Gael to make this about Sinn Féin again is a nonsense. It isn't Sinn Féin in and of ourselves who are calling for these measures to be put in place. It is the public health experts. It is people who have access to all of the information and who are saying to government very clearly, as was that GP that you referenced on the RT News at 1, that we are at a very precarious situation at this point in time.
Okay.
It's a critical phase in the fight back against this virus. It's a critical phase in the vaccine rollout, and we should not be taking any unnecessary risks.
Okay, this point to point has to finish at this point, I can tell you, but let me give you a number of texts before I have a steward's inquiry. Jerry in Cabra says, self-quarantine monitoring in Ireland was a joke. It's why we are where we are. A texter says, no one will self-isolate. Close the airports for 6 months to non-essential travelling, European countries included, and open the country up to those of us living here. And one more, no other EU member state has introduced mandatory hotel quarantine. Ireland's mandatory hotel quarantine system is an outlier in the European Union. We'll leave it there. Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward, August David Cullinan, Sinn Féin. Thank you very much indeed.